2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Honoring the class of 2020, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
As we honor the class of 2020 here at KSL News Radio, we make sure we give special thanks to Chick-fil-A of Utah for helping KSL News Radio honor the class of 2020. All you got to do is download the Chick-fil-A One app today for ordering, drive-through, or curbside pickup or delivery. We're continuing our conversation right now on this. Are you on team gap year or team get out of here?
Get to school.
Yeah.
That's my go-to. I don't like downtime. I don't like downtime with kids. It's probably why we overschedule them like crazy. I'm like, oh, you have piano lessons, you have softball, you have track afterwards, and then you have your homework, and then you're going to go to bed and sleep the night away and wake up early. Do it all again.
Taking your phone calls, 801-575-TALK. I know we've got a few folks already waiting on the line to talk and let us know if they think a gap year is a thumbs up or a thumbs down for their student. But I'm curious if BYU counselor Dr. Tom Golightly swayed you one way or the other on this, Dave. He argued both sides of the gap year. First, he explained that gap years are not always a bad idea. Not always, but they can have some dangers, so you may want to be aware of those.
One of the dangers of a gap year without purpose or a plan or specific reason for taking the gap year is it can lead to a real stagnant state and a failure to thrive, and you get a real danger of being comfortable and stuck and not doing anything or being stuck in kind of that entry-level job.
Okay, but then for a successful gap year, there are three keys, okay?
I would say if you're going to take a gap year, have a purpose for it. It's a specific job or experience or internship, and a lot of people serve church missions around here. Some might consider those gap years on a resume. But there must be a purpose for it, and it fosters our growth into emerging adulthood and doesn't keep us stuck in late adolescence.
And Debbie, speaking from my own experience, if we're considering a mission a gap year, I can tell you right now, in 1994, when I just graduated from high school, to the guy I was in 1996, after having served a mission, they're not even the same people. Like, that was completely and totally amazing for me. The growth I had, I got into college, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I had purpose, I had focus, I knew how to work hard. So if that was considered a gap year, then it was incredibly successful for me.
I want to ask Tyler if he feels the same way about that, Dave. That's an interesting perspective. So, Tyler, Springville, you're calling in live from Springville. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, we're glad to hear from you. Thanks for listening to the Dave and Dujanovic Show. So what's your feelings on a gap year? Do you feel a lot like Dave does?
You know, I kind of sit on both sides of the fence. Having been through a gap year myself, so I wouldn't necessarily classify it as a gap year. I did some years of college and met a future spouse, and at the time I was feeling really burned out. And you know, something that I think a lot of people need to consider is mental health issues. You know, myself, I didn't really understand at the time, but I struggled from some significant anxiety and some depression, and I feel like a lot of people do today, and it's something that often goes undiagnosed or unrecognized. And for me, it was extremely valuable to take that time away from school to just focus on work and focus on my budding relationship with my future wife at the time. However, one of the dangers, as was mentioned by Dr. Golightly, I happen to know him personally. He's a wonderful person, and he knows what he's talking about. But one of the dangers that I fell in, one of the traps, was spending too long in that kind of in-between state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some time got away from me and my wife, and I am now working on making up for lost time. You know, we don't have kids ourselves yet, but after some time of being stagnant, I guess, I felt like my life had no purpose and I wasn't really heading anywhere. So it was really valuable for me to understand myself and my emotions and my mental state and kind of take that time to heal. However, it is very, very easy to just stay in that trap. So,
Tyler, thank you. That's an amazing story, and thank you for sharing that. And I think you really touched on something that really resonated with me, where it almost needs a plan, where you say there's a start date and there's a stop date, and almost have to have it as a deadline to say, I'm going to take this time for myself, but then I've got to re-engage. And I think that's one of the things, although Tyler didn't say that specifically, that's what I heard.
Let's get with Karen from Harriman. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Doing great.
I'm so
Thanks
glad
for taking my call.
Well, we're so glad to hear from our friends out in Harriman. So what do you think about a gap year? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Can I have one thumb up and one thumb down?
You sound like a parent. Like
I have,
me.
Well, I have two daughters. One graduated in 2018. And one graduated last year in 2019. My 2018-year-old daughter, both of them were straight A's all the way through junior high and high school, both overachievers. The graduate in 2018 just said, I need to step back. I need to find who I am. I need to take a break. And we said, okay, it's not what we would choose for you, because we felt that if she took that gap year, she might not go on to college. But in the fall, when her sister was getting ready to go to college, she said, I'm ready to go to college also.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
look at
she
that.
Took the gap year. They both went to college this last fall, and both were highly successful and 4.0 students.
Nice.
And because my 2018-year-old daughter took a lot of AP classes and had good grades, she's actually graduated with her associates after 1 year.
That's amazing.
Of hard work.
Karen, congratulations to you and your family. And everybody has to make their own choices, and what's right for one family might not work for another family. But I really appreciate the insight that parents are sharing, because I was a little less forgiving about it, Dave. I was pretty much like, we don't take gap years around this house.
Yeah. And about 40,000 students did some kind of a gap year last year.
Oh.
There's actually a gap year association that tracks this stuff. That's out of 2 million first-time college students. So it's very, very small percentage. And with the pandemic, with COVID, and with all these other variables, I wouldn't be surprised to see many more people try out that gap year.
Hey, fun show today, Dave.
And that was the end for me. I'm going to go on vacation for a little bit, Deb. I'm going to leave you for the next week.
I hope you have a great time. You've really earned it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I'm gonna miss
you. Hey, same to you. And we'll see if someone else can social distance as well as I do.
Now on the mobile app or KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.